First, we want to dedicate this meditation session to sanity and the basic goodness that is, in fact, at the heart of all human beings. And we dedicate this meditation session to the ending of all confusion, because confusion, often called ignorance within Dharma, but confusion is the root of aggression, of separatism, of anger, of all manner of confusion, and therefore all manner of suffering. So we dedicate this meditation session to the ending of confusion. And that means, first and foremost, we have to look within ourselves and do so with a smile, knowing as we begin that process that we ourselves are confused about all manner of things. We believe certain things to be actually truly, truly real, beginning with, for instance, gender, beginning with age, beginning with whatever common thing that I, as a human being, will admit, well, I'm completely confused about. So we start with a smile, as we do every time we meditate. But we start with a smile as we look really, truly at our own confusion, so that then when we look out to the world, we look to Los Angeles, we look to Washington, D.C., or we look to Gaza and the Palestinians or the Ukrainians and anywhere else in the world. When we pull meat out of our refrigerator and eat it for a meal, let us look very carefully at factory farms for animals and the horrors that they live, et cetera, et cetera. Any example, there's so many examples. So when we will dedicate this meditation session, and we will dedicate every meditation session to the ending of all sorrow, through ending its causes. And as has been meditated with here, right now on this planet, it's human beings causing those sorrows. And that's only because of confusion. And therefore, its progeny. So we look at this image on the screen of beauty, of nature, of harmony, of amazing beauty. I mean, just how fun are these violets in every April and May. So they're gone now on the lawn. But it's spirit fire. I just love them. And the little daffodils that would come up among them, and the dandelions that would come up, that sprinkle of yellow among this beauty. Naturally growing, naturally knowing what to do, naturally bringing beauty and harmony and a smile into the world and to everyone who saw them. And so people walked around them. They didn't trample through them. They had respect. They were courteous. They were kind. And walked around them and smelled them and laid in the grass near them. And some of you would have done the same, being at Spirit Fire. It's their naturalness that we want to focus on for a moment as we just gaze at this and maybe have a memory or a memory of something similar. How natural nature is. And therefore, look inside ourselves. Is it natural to be angry, to be craving and chasing after that craving? Is that natural? Is the question. Is a natural contentedness to nature. So if we look inside and just sit here in comfort and ease and just sit here, eyes open, just being, it's a natural contentment, a natural ease. And there's no contrivance to it. We just had to kind of pause for a moment from chasing or rejecting or getting upset or reacting to this or that or selfing, all the ways that we self all day long. We just had to pause. And there it is. Contentment, peace, and ease. And that is worth noticing. Because the term natural state in within Buddhism is used almost as if it's inaccessible, like it's such a high state, and you got to be a real practiced meditator and all these kinds of things. And I think everything is worth questioning, don't you? This seems pretty natural to sit, to simply be, even if that ease is short-lived. It's already there. It's like presence. It's like, so many other things that we've discovered over our years together. When we just pause. When we allow awareness to come forward. And that's worth noticing too, that it is a me allowing awareness to come forward. That when we are chasing and rejecting, when we are dividing and separating, when we are doing me and you, it and other, all of those disallow. It disallows the moment to be peace and ease. It disallows awareness. And we can watch that through the day. We can watch it and see if it's true. We can experience it and feel it. Is it this? Peace, contentment, ease, awareness? Or is there agitation, restlessness, negativity, chasing, whatever, whatever? And that one disallows the other, if there's no room for the simplicity of awareness, for the simplicity of contentment, when the others are in our forefront. So we smile. It's all pretty simple. Yet again, yet again. It's all pretty simple. And so, even in that pause, we notice how kind of yearning for something else, the natural, the habits, they yearn for activity, they yearn for movement. So, can we just pause? Get used to just pause. We smile again because it's again, it's just here now. We smile and we're doing this sitting for a meditation session. And this is meditation. It might be the truest form of meditation. But there's a contrivance, right? Because we're sitting together for a meditation session. So that's a contrivance. Let's just be honest about that. So we want to have the taste of it. We want to familiarize, there's that word again, the real meaning of the word meditation in its original languages. familiarize ourselves with this simple peace and ease and contentment. How natural. We want to familiarize because our habits of consciousness, our propensities, us are also habituated, right? And they're not this. That's why the rest of the 24 hours is what it is of a day. So we smile, but just okay, it takes a little effort to have peace, right? To drop into the peace and ease, it takes a little work. So we smile with how confused, how wow, that's silly, isn't it? Wow, that's me labeling. I'm sorry. And when the mind wants to move, fair enough. Old habits die hard, take time. So we wish it forward. We wish this peace, this natural calmness, this natural openness. We pray it and wish it forward for all beings. Pray it into the world and then come back to peace and ease and gentleness. No thoughts for as long as they last. And if it starts to feel contrived, smile again. And let it all rest again. And so we smile again and wish and pray that all beings come inside. All beings just rest for a moment, rest emotions, rest the grasping, rest the sense of self. Just pause. Take a breath. And we train ourselves in this very simple choice. Just pause. Rest for a moment in our minds, in our emotions, in our sense of self. Just rest it all. Take a break. And drop into unnaturalness. Be like the violets or the flowers coming forward in our gardens and our yards. Love you all. Create a